Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. All right, gentlemen, today we're going to be talking about over 20 crazy awesome grooming hacks. And when I say crazy awesome, these things I thought were really interesting, especially this first one. It's pretty darn awesome. And I tested it myself. I didn't believe it when I saw it. But before I get into that, the show notes, if you want them, go over to realmenrealstyle.com/episode 113. I'll have them over there for you. I'm going to link over to the other resources we've got right there at Real Men Real Style. Some awesome resources for you. We're talking free ebooks, free apps, besides the podcast. I've got over 1,000 amazing videos, thousands of detailed articles. I mean, pretty much anything you need to become a better dressed man. And if I don't have it, guess what? I reference and link you out to my friends, all the guys out there on the online, the men's lifestyle industry. Link you over to books. I've got a book, by the way, I got actually 4 books, but How to Dress Like a Man. So if you go type that in the Amazon, you'll find it. But guys, at the end of the day, I want you to become the man you know yourself to be. And sometimes I have fun with, just content like this where I'm going to get into 20 awesome hacks, which I think you're ready to hear, right? Okay, so hack number one, vodka gets rid of body odor. Yes, it really does. And this one's interesting because, so let's say you got a jacket or a sweater, something that needs to be dry cleaned, and you don't want to take it to the dry cleaners. You want to wear it, you put it on, and you didn't smell it when you picked it up, but you start wearing this for like an hour, and the heat in your armpits basically activates that smell, that BO that was sitting there, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, I stink. Guess what? Go take some vodka, and 80 proof is fine. You don't have to go for the 100 proof stuff, and you simply spray it right there. Now, the key here is you want to test a colored garment. So if you have a dark colored jacket, especially if it's not not super expensive, it could bleed. And so you want to test it in an area. But I would say if you don't have time to take something to the cleaners and you got some BO, this is a great quick fix. And I am saying it's a quick fix. It's not something, because here's the deal. Is it alcohol? Is, you know, and in vodka, there are forms of sugar. And sugar, putting it on clothing over time, this, especially if you let it sit, this can damage clothing. And you don't want to do that. So you do want to, after a while, get it sent into the cleaners, or you want to go through and steam the clothing. So if you regularly steam your jackets and steam your sweaters, although you're probably not steaming sweaters too much because they could shrink, but you can wash them with wool eyed or something like that. But the point is, this is a temp fix. Now, let's say you got a permanent issue. Hey, you need to get rid of a really bad odor. And the dry cleaners, they don't always do a great job of getting rid of the BO and the smell. So here's where you want to bring in baking soda. And this is the second part of this crazy one. I didn't think it was as crazy as using vodka, so I didn't enter it with this. But baking soda, you create like a little bit of paste and you can put it right there in the armpit area of your jacket or your shirts, and you let it dry. It is going to absorb the smells. You just, you know, scrape it off. You can do this once or twice if it's pretty bad. And then you throw it in the wash, clean it, and that should get rid of most of the odor. Now, tip number two is that baking soda. Guess what? You can use it as toothpaste. Now, I'm not going to say this tastes great. In fact, it really has no taste, or you won't like the taste, but in a pinch, baking soda can be used as toothpaste. Now, another place baking soda could be used is in on your growing area if you got swamp crotch, but I'm not going to recommend that because baking soda can actually be, if it's put into basically too high of a concentration, it is going to be irritating, and you don't want to, just forget that. Don't use baking soda in the crotch area. What I'm hitting towards though is there are products that are specifically made, which actually in the video, it was the sponsor of the video, company is called Chassis. Fossey. I highly recommend them. They've got just the best products out there for when it comes to, and no, they're not the sponsor of this podcast. I just love the product. And I love anyone that gets so niche specific that they go that deep. And these guys, they had three products. They have actually this wash that you can use in the shower to literally smooth and prep out, just really soften up. Let's just say the boys and your other, you know, stuff down your testicles, your penis, everything is going to be really softened. There are guys out there, you know who you are, that you just have issues, that this is painful, that you get a lot of rubbing down there. Now, what you can use after the fact, and their number one seller, is their powder. And their powder, what I love about it, it doesn't use any talc, doesn't use any menthol, no crazy bad scent. And in fact, this is stuff that actually is hydrophobic. So it resists caking together. And that's the issue I've got with a lot of baking sodas, is that baking soda in too much of a concentration, it can turn it into a paste, which is fine when you're putting it on clothing to try to get rid of body odor, but not whenever you're getting swamp crotch or something like that. So that's where Chassis really shines. And they just came out with this new product, Chassis Ice, which has four times the cooling power. Again, it doesn't use menthol or no aluminum, no parabens, no talc, any of that stuff. So no harsh chemicals and just a great product, which again, if you have issues down there in the crotch area, swamp crotch, or you're sweating a lot, you're going to be, you know, down in Georgia and you're just, hey, you're going to be giving presentations, you're going to be moving around and you get chapped down there, go check out Chassis. Now, next up, and this is number three on the list, is if you are going to be showering, before you jump in the shower, if you use a file or you use clippers on your nails, this is when you want to cut them. You don't want to cut your nails or file your nails after you shower. And the reason is you want the nails harder. This is just going to be better when you're going over with the file, and it's going to get a cleaner cut whenever you're actually using clippers. But here's the flip on this. If you use scissors, which this is hack number four, you want to use scissors on your nails after you shower. Now, this may seem a little bit confusing, but here's the deal. Is scissors, which I think are one of the second best item to use on your nails, you want to make sure you've got the softer nail, and they're going to give a nice clean cut when you're using the scissors. But if you're using clippers, clippers, I understand, are the worst thing to use, but they're the most common. That's when people are actually crushing the nail. And that's when you want it to be a little bit softer so it won't crack or anything like that. Now, the best thing, and I know that most men do not use this, is a file. You want a file in one direction. You want to have a separate file for your toes, a separate file for your hands. But using a file, a glass file, is the best way to take care of your nails, and you would file your nails before you get in the shower. Now, crazy tip number five is cool to cold showers. I know maybe that's not crazy. It's crazy if you don't like them, but yes, that is better for your skin. The thing is, I'm a hot shower kind of guy too. The problem is we end up staying in there too long and we remove all of these oils, all of these great things that our body is naturally putting on there out to protect us from the body. And that's why it is so much better to take a cool to cold shower. For me, because I usually take showers last, there's no hot water left in the house. So I'm usually in and out pretty darn quick. Now, tied with that is to wash your hair less. So save some time, get out of that shower quick. But it's similar to the hot water. You want to wash your hair less because shampoo, what it is doing, you ever, like, after you shampoo your hair, you ever, like, basically pull on it with your fingers? And my mom used to do this, and she would say, basically, my hair was singing. And I always liked it as a kid, but come to realize it's because you've removed all of the oil. You've removed all of the protectant on the outside of the hair. And washing your hair too much, especially as your hair gets longer, can actually damage your hair. For most guys, if they keep it really short, it's kind of a non-issue. But if you're starting to grow your hair past an inch to 2 inches, then you want to probably start to shampoo your hair less. Now, next up, let's talk about shave after showering. So what we're looking to do here is we are looking to cut softer hair. Now, have you ever done, especially if you've got really thick bristles and you just start to shave, or if you've ever tried shaving dry, I'm sorry if you have, but yeah, that doesn't feel great. It hurts. And what you want to do here is soften up the hair. The hair is going to absorb a little bit of the warm moisture. And so if you've been in the shower, go ahead and shave afterwards versus shaving before. Now, if you're going to shave before, of course, just let use a little bit of water and let it soak for a minute or two. Maybe the shaving cream, leave it on for a minute, and that's going to help kind of replicate the effect. But for me, it doesn't have the same effect. Now, I do think you only need about 3 to 4 minutes of the water to really get the maximum effect. So if you, another crazy tip, which I don't think enough guys do, is you could shave in the shower. Now, there are mirrors that are specifically made to not fog up that you can actually get to have in the shower. Just go out there and look for them. But I find that shaving in the shower and hack, you know, this next hack for saving time, brushing your teeth in the shower, these are right. I don't know why more people don't do these. I do this quite a bit, to be honest. And I find that it's, just saves me time. Now let's get into tip number 10. And this is another one that so many guys don't take advantage of. And that is shaving their neck weekly, or at least halfway between when you're going to get a haircut. A lot of guys, they're getting their haircut every month or maybe every 3 weeks. Well, you could extend that out. I think at least a week if you were to have your neck shaven. Now the key here is to have it done after only probably 5 to 6 days. Because once it gets too crazy, and I mean, you got those back hairs getting really long, all of a sudden the person doing it needs to have a lot more skill because the lines that the barber left are pretty much gone now. So they could get in there and kind of screw up your neckline. So I would say that this is something to do, you know, every 5 to 6 days after a haircut. And by doing that, you could actually extend out the time between haircuts. Now, if you've got a great barber, and I know that many, especially the higher end barbers, you could actually stop by and they will do this at no cost, which a lot of people, you know, there is one over Stag over in Milwaukee. I know they do this, but you know, then again, they're charging quite a bit more than the average barber for a haircut, but it's a great experience. And I highly recommend you go check out Jen and what she's doing over there. So next up, no shaving cream. All right, you went in there to shave, you got no shaving cream. Use hair conditioner. So your wife's got that hair conditioner. Yes, it maybe smells not, you know, exactly what you want to smell like, but go ahead and, hey, in a pinch, use that conditioner, or you can use a body lotion, or you can use a cooking oil. Now, let's say you want to use conditioner in your hair because you did wash your hair. And I would recommend if your hair is past an inch to an inch and a half in length, that you actually do use a conditioner. It actually re-moisturizes the hair and it makes it softer. And I find it makes it more manageable and controllable. Well, you don't have any conditioner, but you're used to using it and you want definitely want your hair softer. So guess what? Go use your body or hand lotion. Yes, you can use this in your hair and it's going to do almost the same thing. That is, it's normally made, of course, to moisturize your hands or the skin on your face or your body, but it can be used on your hair. It's going to do almost the same exact thing. The only bad thing is it's per ounce, probably a lot more expensive. Now, next up, lip balm. If you cut yourself while shaving, guess what? Just go use that lip balm. Perfectly. It's not going to be as good as some of the other products out there for dealing with like the little nicks, but it does a pretty darn good job. Now, tip number 4, growing a beard. If anyone has ever done this, once you get past a couple weeks, all of a sudden you get this horrible phase where all of a sudden you've got the itchy face. And this is where a lot of guys give up. Don't do that. Use conditioner on your beard. And you may actually even need to use, again, you can use the lotion, which I talked about too. But what we're doing here is at the edge of, at the end of the hair, there is a barb. Whenever you shave it, usually at the end of the hair, it's actually rounded. It's soft. But whenever you shave, you've now cut a sharp edge. And that sharp edge continues to be sharp. And once the hair turns and it kind of curves back in, all of a sudden those little barbs are going right into your skin. So what we're looking to do is soften up that hair. And we're looking to provide a little bit of that layer of protection. And it can make a huge difference. Now, crazy tip number 15, hair gel can be used to tame not only the hair on your head, but you know, those crazy eyebrows. Yes, you can use hair gel in there. You got some crazy hairs on your beard. Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna maybe go that far, but I am gonna say that you can use the hair gel, you can use, you know, some of that hair product basically on your eyebrows or other places you have hair and you wanna keep it under control. Okay, so tip number 16, an oily face. Let's say that you're about to give a presentation. You are about to get, I know I use this because I'm about to get in front of camera, and you want to use a coffee filter. Or basically these are those tissues that don't look like they're going to absorb much. And these are great to use as blotters. And basically you can blot them right on your skin. They're going to soak up the oil, but coffee filters are a great one that most people have or most offices have. And so if you're going to be, hey, going jumping on camera, just go into the the break room, grab a coffee filter, pat it right there on your head. Hopefully no one sees you. Or if they do, then more power to you. Walk out like a champ and go get on camera and look great. Now, let's say you've got chapped lips and for some reason you lost that lip balm we just talked about because you were using it on your neck. Okay, so now go in to the kitchen or go, you know, where they're cooking, use some olive oil. Now, I think that there's a wide range of actually oils that you can use, but olive oil is the one that I tested. I take that back. I tested coconut oil as well, and I think coconut oil doesn't taste as great, although a lot of people may not like olive oil, but coconut oil, sunflower oil, and olive oil, they all work for you. Next up, number 18, nail clippers to trim loose hairs. So nail clippers are not just for your nails. Now, the key here is to make sure they're a good pair that actually fully close and cut, because what you don't want to do is be cutting on it and all of a sudden, like, the hair still dangles there. You could, I guess, pull it off at that point. And, you know, it's probably less painful than going in and plucking hairs. And we're talking, about those crazy hairs that kind of hang out either in and around your eyebrows, or maybe you've got a few stray crazy hairs in and around your head. Again, maybe you're going to go on camera or you're going to give a presentation and you want everything in its place. Grooming hack number 19. So a bar of soap in your gym bag. And this can simply, it just keeps things smelling nice. Now, the key here is to keep it dry. So I do actually have like a little soap box and I use that. And once it's dry, then you can simply, you could actually put holes in that soap box and what that's going to, if it didn't already come with them. But the point here is a deodorant soap that actually smells pretty nice will do a good job throughout your gym bag. So don't even have it in your DOP kit. Just simply have it right there in the gym bag. Tip number 20, popping a pimple. Okay, so most of us have gone through puberty. We're not running into these issues, but occasionally we do have a pimple. Here's the deal. Do not use your fingers. Instead, and ideally you shouldn't be popping them, but if you've got to do it, then use tissue. Basically, what we want to protect are the germs on your fingers from basically getting down in there and further, basically getting an infection there on the pimple. Number 21, hot spots on your shoes. You got a new pair of shoes or a pair of shoes you haven't worn lately, or you haven't worn for that long, and all of a sudden you've got a hot spot. Let's say it's the back of the ankle. Those are lower, they're taller than you expected. They're rubbing up there in the wrong way. Simply take some deodorant and rub it on that area, rub it on the shoe, rub it on your foot, and you will be fine. All right, guys, I want to take 1 minute and let you know about something that's really important to me, and that is that my friend Jordan Harbinger has started an amazing podcast called The Jordan Harbinger Show. I want you guys to go check it out because this is the type of show that I love. One, it's entertaining. So you get over there, he goes into it a little bit longer than my podcast, and he gets into a lot of detail, but this guy has been podcasting for 11 years. He was over with The Art of Charm. He's now left, gone off. He's doing his own thing, and what you're going to love about the Jordan Harbinger Show is that you can be entertained and you can get a boost in your life at the same time. How does he do this? Guys, because he brings in amazing people and he teaches things like how to deal with crisis, how to cultivate resilience and grit, how to handle uncertainty and instability, how to protect your mindset, and how to get peak performance from your body, from those around you. It's just an amazing podcast. I think that if you've enjoyed what I've talked about here with clothing style, you are going to love what Jordan's doing over there. Again, he is a great friend. I just met up with him and his wife, Jen, in San Diego, and it's just a pleasure for me to introduce him and what he's doing over there. So go check it out, guys. Again, guys, the name of the show is The Jordan Harbinger Show. You can find it at jordanharbinger.com, or you can just simply go search over on iTunes, go into SoundCloud, go into Stitcher, just type in The Jordan Harbinger Show. You'll find it, guys. An amazing podcast. Highly recommend. Go check it out. All right, guys. So those are my crazy hacks, my crazy tips. What do you think? Did we get them? You learn anything new? Guys, I would love to hear from you. So reach out to me over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode113. Or if you just go type in realmenrealstyle.com into the Google, you will find me. And I love hearing from you guys. I love hearing from people that listen to the podcast because just got to give you a little bit of background. The podcast is something I do oftentimes before I film the videos. And I do this because it helps get me in the mood for it. I talk through the points. I'm thinking, I'll go a little bit longer here on the podcast than I will in my video. My YouTube videos, I try to keep pretty tight. The podcast, you guys allow me to talk a little bit more freely and maybe make a few more mistakes. So I think you get to hear kind of the raw of what I'm putting out. And sometimes you actually hear what I'm putting out before the video goes out. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.